Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lori Madden, and here are today's top local stories. If you haven't gotten your COVID vaccine yet, New York is now offering an incentive to roll up your sleeve. Governor Cuomo spelled it out.
Get a shot and take a free ride on the MTA. You get a free 7-day Metro card for everyone vaccinated at a subway station, and LIRR Metro North, 2 free one-way trips anywhere in the service area.
And Mayor de Blasio says the city has some offers.
We want to make it fun, and we want to give you some incentives. So today we announce incentives I think are going to really encourage some of the folks who just haven't gotten around to it or have been waiting for the right moment. Here's the right moment. Free tickets. Free tickets to some of New York City's most iconic attractions.
Those attractions include the Bronx Zoo, Lincoln Center, the New York Aquarium, the New York Botanical Garden, NYC Ferry, and the Public Theater. Details to come. Pop-up vaccination sites will start Wednesday at some Subway, LIRR, and Metro North stations. Winds News Time, 2:43. Lace up, New York. As New York opens up, more runners are being welcomed into New York Road Runners Club events. The club, which sponsors the New York City Marathon, says it will double the field size of the annual Mini 10K on June 12th. Now, usually that race is limited to 1,200 runners. This year, 3,000 are welcome. Other events with an expanded field size include the Front Runners LGBT Pride Run on June 26th and the Achilles Hope and Possibility 4M on July 10th. Winds News Time, 2:44. In the wake of the weekend shooting in Times Square that left three people, including a child, wounded, Mayor de Blasio says more police officers will be patrolling the area, and he also called on Congress to help stop the flow of guns into the city.
We're going to keep using all of our tools in the same time as we try and get bigger changes on the national level. Our Safe Summer NYC initiative is about investing in communities. It's about bringing back the court system and close collaboration between prosecutors, courts, NYPD.
Police are still looking for the person of interest in the Times Square shooting, a street vendor who reportedly got into an argument with his brother and fired shots, the bullets hitting people in the area. An NYPD chief says repeat offenders are a big problem in the subway, and she's calling on lawmakers to do something about it. She spoke to our Julia Papa today.
Chief Kathleen O'Reilly says a suspect arrested last month for a phone snatch on the number 7 line's Jackson Avenue station was arrested 8 times for the same crime last year.
And he's gone on to commit 5 further crimes this year, and he's been released on his own recognizance.
She cites another suspect with 65 arrests, the most recent in March, for pickpocketing in the subway. He was released on his own recognizance.
We need an effective ban on our most prolific offenders.
O'Reilly says the law passed banning level 3 sex offenders from the subway isn't strong enough and needs to be applied to other crimes. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
The MTA is keeping up its call for more police underground. Mayor de Blasio has accused MTA officials of fear-mongering since the crime numbers are actually down. Interim New York City Transit President Sarah Feinberg says commuters continue to tell them their top concern is crime.
We have said repeatedly, this is not about a 5-year commitment or some 10-year commitment of resources. This is about the mayor understanding that we need a 3 to 6 month shot in the arm to get people comfortable with coming back.
And in an interview heard live on 1010 Winds today, Brooklyn Borough President and mayoral candidate Eric Adams suggested that police be deployed in solo units.
We need to increase the number of visible police officers and deploy them in an appropriate fashion. We should not see our officers congregating four and five together as stations. As a former transit cop, we rode alone, and this allowed us to deploy our manpower.
He also called for more plainclothes cops on the subway. New Yorkers with a lead foot are being put on notice by Mayor de Blasio today.
The mayor will cut the speed on 45 miles of roadway here in New York City. That despite complaints from many drivers that current speeds are unreasonable and it's too easy to accidentally get a ticket.
This is a way to create safety and accountability. You lower the speed limit, you send a message to everyone. These are the rules. You got to live by these rules. If you don't, there will be consequences.
For example, the speed along parts of Woodhaven Boulevard in Queens will go from 30 miles an hour to 25. Parts of Conduit Boulevard in Brooklyn will be slowed from 35 to 30 miles an hour. Also, police are going on a ticket blitz this week, targeting drivers who don't yield to pedestrians or cyclists. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.
New Jersey is revving up a measure against New York's proposed congestion pricing plan to tax New York and other drivers coming into the Garden State. Democratic Congressman Josh Gottheimer tells us the bill is in response to New Jersey drivers getting dinged in the proposed congestion pricing plan in New York.
What you can't do is stick it to Jersey this way and to these drivers who, you know, it's a lot of money, $14 a day extra, $3,000 a year. That's on top of what it costs to normally commute, $4,000 a year.
Gottheimer has been a longtime critic of the proposed congestion pricing plan in New York and how it would affect New Jersey commuters. He supports the bill in Trenton that is being pushed by state senators Joseph Lagana of Paramus and Christopher Tully of Bergenfield. An elevator malfunction this morning left an NYPD detective injured, dozens of officers shaken up at the police training facility in Brooklyn's Industry City. The elevator was carrying two dozen people, all members of various law enforcement agencies, when there was a sudden drop of the lift before the emergency brakes kicked in. The detective suffered back injuries. It's unclear what caused that malfunction. The Nassau County Legislature's Public Safety and Rules Committee is voting today on a bill aimed at increasing traffic safety around school buses. The measure would mandate the installation of two cameras on the retractable stop sign of a bus to record high-definition video of any vehicle that passes the bus illegally. Drivers caught could face fines of as much as $250. If approved by the committee, the measure would go to the full legislature on May 24th.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.